Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're talking about fire safety, and obviously the key element in all of this is making sure that you have the proper carbon monoxide and smoke detectors in your home. One of the leading manufacturers, if not the leading manufacturer, is First Alert, Chicagoland's very own. Joining me on the phone line is Ashley Gokin, who is the senior manager for brand marketing at First Alert. Ashley, good morning. So nice to speak with you again.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for having me today.
We've spent a lot of years, you and I, talking about fire safety and how First Alert can help keep people safe.
Yes, we definitely have. It's been many years now, and excited to be back to talk about Fire Prevention Month and all the proper protection to have in your home for all your listeners.
You know, it troubles me a little bit, when I hear stories on the news sometimes when there are fires, and these stories do happen, where you'll hear there's not a working smoke detector, there wasn't a working carbon monoxide detector. And the fact of the matter is that this stuff is so affordable, and it is so, it's almost, while there's no perfect science, but I mean, these devices work, they're not a big investment, and can literally save your life.
Yes, you're right. Working smoke alarms are so important. 3 out of 5 home fire deaths actually result in homes with no working smoke alarms or no alarms at all. So I can't stress how important it is to install smoke alarms on every level and in every bedroom. And then once they're installed, don't forget to test them regularly.
Right. You know, one of the things that we talk a lot about, and there's still these units that are out there where, you know, hey, change the batteries when you change the clocks. First Alert has developed these 10-year systems where the battery and the device are designed to last 10 years. Can you talk about those?
Yes. So we do offer a variety of different alarms to meet your family's needs. But like you said, 10-year sealed battery alarms are one of they're a customer favorite. They're one of my personal favorites. 10-year sealed battery alarms, they're super convenient because they eliminate the need for battery replacements and those late-night battery trips that always seem to happen late at night for an entire decade. So no battery replacements or those late-night battery trips for a decade with 10-year sealed battery alarms.
I love those, and I know that they cost a little bit more, but you know, there's a spot on the back where you can put when you installed it. I actually take a magic marker and I put the date that I installed it right on the unit, you know, so that if I look up there, I can say, oh, I put that in 2020 or I put that in 2021. And, you know, basically I have 10 years, and it's just a nice subtle reminder of when you need to replace it. But the unit also will remind you as well 10 years from now, correct?
Yes. So you will get an end-of-life battery chirp to let you know that you need to replace the unit. And like you said, alarms are on duty 24/7, so they don't last forever. So it's so important that you remember to replace them at least every 10 years. If you can't remember the last time you replaced your alarm, it's just best to replace the entire unit completely.
I agree 100%. Let's talk a little bit about carbon monoxide, because, you know, this has been dubbed sort of the silent killer, right? You just don't know if carbon monoxide is building up inside your home. Anything that you burn in your home, like even your stovetop, has some level of carbon monoxide, very small because it's clean burning. But can you talk a little bit about some of those statistics that are out there?
Yes. So carbon monoxide is unfortunately responsible for approximately 430 deaths per year and 50,000 emergency rooms in the U.S., emergency room visits in the U.S. So it's so important to install carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom. And then don't forget about your basement. Carbon monoxide is odorless, it's invisible, it's tasteless. So install those carbon monoxide alarms so that you're alerted if there is carbon monoxide in your home.
And it doesn't matter, to my knowledge, and this is the advice that I've given, is the fact that carbon monoxide has the same atomic weight as the air that we breathe. And so whether you plug it in and it's down low, or you put it up at the ceiling, it's still going to register this carbon monoxide if there's a buildup.
Yes, First Alert does offer plug-in alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, tabletop carbon monoxide alarms, and then alarms that can be placed high up on the wall or on the ceiling. We also offer two-in-one smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, which is just one alarm that goes up on your ceiling so that you are covered against smoke and carbon monoxide alarms.
That is like one of my favorites for sure. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the sensors, which are very important, the smoke alarms, the carbon monoxide detectors as well. Fire extinguishers are one of those things I don't know a lot of people think about, but First Alert has a nice offering there as well.
Yeah, so fire extinguishers, they should also be placed on every level and in common spaces like the kitchen and garage. And it's so important that you know how to use them. So an easy way to remember how to use a fire extinguisher is with the acronym PASS. So you're going to simply pull the pin, aim the nozzle at the base of the fire, squeeze the trigger, and then sweep from side to side.
Mm. Yeah. And the thing, too, I tell people a lot is that if you've never used a fire extinguisher and you're going to buy one and do exactly, you know, the advice that you gave, it's a good idea to practice because certain ones, you know, can, you know, project the fire retardant pretty far, and you just want to, it's not that it's going to knock you on your rear end or anything, but it's the one of those things that you should really try out first so you know what to expect.
Yeah, it's important if you are going to use a fire extinguisher, stay calm, evaluate the situation. Should I use a fire extinguisher, or is the fire too large that I just need to evacuate the home
right,
and call 911? We also offer First Alert Easy Fire Spray. It's a similar aerosol-like can, and you simply point and spray, so it eliminates those levers and possibly the intimidation to use a fire extinguisher. Mm. So that is a nice alternative as well to a traditional fire extinguisher.
Yeah. You talked about calling 911, and that kind of leads me to the a home emergency escape plan, right? I mean, this is something that, in particular with young kids, that you probably can't practice enough so that they understand exactly where to go and what to do in the case of a fire.
Right. So with October being Fire Prevention Month, it is the perfect time to gather your family, discuss fire safety, the proper protection you need at home, and include your emergency escape plan. Sit down, plan two ways out of each room, a meeting spot, a safe distance away from your home where everybody knows where to meet. And then, of course, once you are outside, call 911 if there is an emergency.
Well, one other thing that, because one of my favorite things that you guys provide are escape ladders, right, that you can keep under the bed for a second story. I want to make sure that we touch on that as well, because they're very easy to use. And God forbid that you get a fire where you can't get down the stairs, this is a way to get out of the home.
Yes, definitely. In addition to your smoke, carbon monoxide alarms, fire extinguishers, make sure you do have an escape ladder for two stories or three story homes, just to make sure if you do have a fire, there is a way to escape if you do have to go out in a turn of way rather than the door. So that is definitely something to keep in mind.
Ashley Gokin is the Senior Brand Marketing Manager over at First Alert. If people want to learn more information about the products that you sell and some insight into keeping their family safe during this month and every month of the year, where should they go?
So you can visit firstalert.com, and you can also find First Alert products available at home improvement stores nationwide like Lowe's and Ace Hardware.
That's awesome. Ashley, thank you so much. It's always nice to chat with you. Stay safe this month and the rest of the year as well.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.